Blog Talk Radio.
This is a story about control. Female control. Control of everything. So let's go and grab it.
Let's get it, girl.
We're controlling this.
you like to be on? What's a rock, baby? Tell me what you drink on. Drink that new voice, what she like to be on? What she be on? What she be on? She wiped up on her, she ain't got a ring on. She mad, she ain't nothing you should sleep on. That freaking dress is really turning me on. Turning me on, turning me on. Before I enter the building, I'll be on for sure. I'm headed straight to the bar, I'm getting on some more. For the generous baby, you can order galore. Take her back to the crib, she get a tour from the door. I'm sipping with a fly girl, Barbie baby, you doing it. You the life of the party baby, you got a man, I can hit it regardless baby. I tell her how it is, I ain't in it frauding baby. I creep up behind you, smelling good, I remind you. Fresher than fresh, homie, my bling, I permanently blind you. The club scene looking packed, I don't wanna go. To keep it 200 baby, I just wanna know.
Is it Conjure, baby, that you like to be on? What's a rock, baby, tell me what you drink on.
That Nouveau is what she like to be on. What she be on? What she be on? She wiped up on her, she ain't got a ring on. She mad, she ain't nothing you should sleep on. That freaking dress is really turning me on. Turning me on, turning me on. Yeah, I tried to tell her.
CCP, what I represent. Still on my job for them presidents. Still bury niggas and get rid of all the evidence. Soon to be legend right now, I'm a veteran. Smoking on this good split, the weed be my medicine. Green is all I see, one word, first letter M. I don't give a fuck who you think that you better than. Fuck the whole squad, fuck you and your next of kin. Flow is what I'm blessing with if niggas got beef. Watch my voice creep deep and the teeth like some Mexican. Anytime Ace on the ball, I'm the head. And you niggas don't let no beef, cause I'm a jetty. You dudes just talk about bread, I'ma get it. Two bars slash max with the cheese. Get more bitches, rap is ill, but I'm sicker than AIDS. My flow daily, be patient, I'ma give you some more, just hold steady.
Nigga, why's it at? I'm by my dollar strap. If you ain't talking money, nigga, holla back. B.A., where I'm residing at? What's really? That's where you find me at.
Hottest in the...
Yeah, I know, I know.
I be shitting, I be lying.
Yeah, I know, I know.
I be talking, I be lying.
Yeah, I know, yeah, I know.
Don't
do
me,
yeah, I know. Yeah, I know, yeah, I know.
I be
kidding,
I be lying.
Yeah, I know.
You be shitting, I be lying.
Yeah, I know.
You be talking, I be lying.
Yeah, I know.
Y'all bitch ass niggas ain't fucking with me. Fuck Ben Divino, torching, I burn that ass to the third degree. CBTV, don't act like you ain't heard of me. Before this rap, I was in this track. Either way, coming out like who wanted with rings. Yeah, you can't get up on my level. One the deal, throw it on the table. Let's negotiate and settle. I'm all about my paper. I think I got my mojo. Yeah, I did this for my city. Built this shit all on my dolo. Paparazzi spot me, bitch, I'm walking promo. Flyboy hat with the flyboy shirt, hating, that's a no-no. You don't want my soldiers to pull up and hit you with that fofo. Wrist stains on your shirt, and you just bought that polo. Get y'all niggas so-so, cause y'all niggas is JoJo. On my shit, get off my dick, yeah, y'all niggas is homo. I can get it for cheap, but keep that on that logo. Can't afford to pay attention, y'all niggas got no dough.
Yeah, I know, I know.
I be shitting, I be lying.
Yeah, I know, I know.
I be stuntin', I be lying.
Yeah, I know, yeah, I know.
Don't tell me you ain't
lying. Yeah, I know, yeah, I know. Yeah, I know, yeah, I know. Yeah, I know, yeah, I know.
Niggas hating on the block, yeah.
I don't like the look of it.
Yeah, don't ever try to touch me. I do this for my hood. Uptown, we'll be wishing nigga would. Top that. Oh, I think this nigga should. Cadillac with the interior wood. Yeah, you can't hate me, but your girlfriend wanna date me. You ain't heard, I'm a boss, nigga. You can never play me. That mugger. Bitch, I'm all about my gravy. Even when I run from the paper, it's still supposed to take me. Yeah. I'm like a magnet for De Niro. fucking with my paper, leave you stiff just like a scarecrow. Both things in Reno, but you ain't get the memo. I hit that quick and I take it back, treat bitches like a rental. So bad boy, what you gonna do? Talking all that shit, you biting off more than you can chew. Think you know me, you don't know me, homie, you ain't got a clue. If you wanna get this paper, boy, watch what I do.
She got that fire, you'll get retired. She got that fire,
yeah.
Highly desire,
yeah.
Body major ain't nothing minor. Throwing curves like Hershiser. Nipples poking like a pacifier. You won't hit, use a liar. With a chest like Esther, ass shots like Buffy. I be falling in some pussy like a nigga straight crumsy. Man, I like some Becky, but I'd rather have Tiana, cause she got the kind of body make you go a little longer. Dig deeper, pound harder. Put me in the sleeper, now I know that I'm a goner. Now there's nothing else to ponder on. Her leg is where I belong. So bad I had to put it on the phone.
She got that fire, she got that fire. With no hands, sit back and admire.
Some connections, hook collabs up with no prop. Get between a trainer and bringing Nikki for a monot. 5-star chick with them pockets like Mariah. Hit her with the cannon till I'm knocking out the fire. If she very limber, bend her over like she Rosa. Put her in the same position that you see up in the posters. Everything gotta match, can't be like Angel Lola. Gotta be more like Amber or bottles of Coca-Cola. She must be a wicked look to get up in my Motorola. If she's something less than that, she won't get finished from my local.
She got that fire, she got that fire. With no hands, sit back and admire. She got that fire, she got that fire. You ain't up to a thing, you'll get retired.
Chase hoes,
no.
I always get shows, new polos, and I'm packing up for Keiko's, chilling with a cutie with a booty big as J-Lo, still on my grizzly getting cheese like queso. I like them good girls that use their rock halos. Beyonce fine, who just love a big ego. I'm going pro, hitting sacks like the Super Bowl. Running like a colt in a chick, thick as Keisha Cole. The right features, and I hit it to the bleachers. Not the keys, out of Leisha. Grand slam on Serena. Go ham up in Megan's goods. Ride up on Levin Woods. Since I'm a G, I hit the same spot a nigga
should. She got that fire, she got that fire. With no hands, sit back and admire.
Whatever. A little young technical difficulties or whatever. Yeah, building up a little bit for the show tonight. I gotta play some good music because I got a bunch. Philly Shine, you know what I mean, showing love to everybody, starting off with, you know, we're controlling this, a little bit of Co-Star, a little bit of music from Nato, some music from Ace, my homeboy Ace Spitz, you know what I mean, shout out to One Take Chase, shout out to my boy Buck Bandit Reno, you know what I mean, definitely doing his thing on my favorite track, that joint. Hard to uptown door go crazy hard. Had to show some love to, of course, my boy Bravo. Yeah, ATL doing his thing. Bobby Valentino on the hook. But I'm trying to bring it back to Philly and then do a little bit more rant before we get into this topic, before we start Thursday off. You know what I mean? Like, shout out to everybody having a good time and staying sucker free. That's what I'm all about, you know what I'm saying? Like, as long as we could stay sucker free, I'm good. Like, I'm a happy camper. Like, I don't play no games. For people who bout that, you know, BS. But we gonna take it to Philly. We gotta show mad love to the females. Shout out to Young Drez. This is 7:30 shit. They got that new music out. We gotta go get to it.
You're now listening to A-Rod Music.
I'm up from 7:30 shit, from 7:30 shit, Trizzy Mac a lunatic, they gave my murder shit, or some 7:30 shit, from 7:30 shit, Trizzy Mac a lunatic, they gave my murder shit, or some 7:30 shit, from 7:30 shit, Trizzy Mac a lunatic, they gave my murder shit, or some 7:30 shit, from 7:30 shit, Trizzy Mac a lunatic, they gave my murder shit. You're some crazy shit, every trail I ain't talking about time. Better catch fresh spit like a tap. Your team that cannot fuck with my rhyme. My flow is insane, feeling like you bitches is wet. About to go post to all them like the people on the TV snap. I be your some crazy shit, but dessert with a pen get in my palm. About to go loco like your girlfriend catch you cheating with both your baby moms. To be Mac is crazy, you would think they slipped up Nicki in a grip. Ask a question like you write your rhymes, I say, what the fuck do you say? I'm more from 7:30 shit.
ask me about our business. But it's cool cause I made it in adversity. School of hard knocks, back block, university, BAU the fraternity, West Philly my chapter. Many have come before us, but none will come after. Wish I could do it faster, but music is a slow burn. All I can say is be ready when it's your turn. Cause everything about this game is all of a sudden. I'm giving it all or nothing, cause it ain't a pause button. So what you think, I'm a star or something? Never that. Listen, this is something I can only get better at. They get uneasy when the revolution is near. And maybe that's the reason why they fear. 100 proof.
And PT Driz on that track before. You know what I mean? Philly definitely got some bangers. Shout out to everybody joining us in on the show. We're about to have some fun, you know what I mean, for real. We got none other than like the artist who sings one of my favorite songs right now, you know what I mean? But much love to you. And welcome to my Thursday night. What's up, Reno?
What's poppin'?
Father, chilling or whatever, you know what I mean? Definitely showing off. I've come to just like to play a lot of music and before the show starts, you know what I mean? I definitely like to get in my bag. I got some extra special music for everybody tonight. Like it's going down tonight, like for real. My homeboy Bucky gave us some great music while I'm at Thundercat Studio. So we're going to get into that. And also, I got some music for my girl Nose. This is cool, dude. Like, this next weekend, I'm going to have some music for me. Like, we're going to get a topic. So you got some new music for me, Reno? Because I would like it. I would like to have it.
We'll have it by the next show.
Okay. Well, yeah. Also, we got a lot of things to talk about. Also, other callers, 610-584. Welcome up in the Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from? Hello, 610-564. Can you hear me? It's 610-564. Oh, 564. I'm dyslexic then.
Well, you know who we talking about.
564. Yeah, that's what the number is. Well, yeah, I'm getting cussed out a little bit, but what's good? How you doing tonight? Who's this?
Good.
What's your name? Where you calling from?
Girl, you know who I am. This is Saran.
Oh no, I missed your number. I'm about to save this one on my phone. I got a new phone and shit. How you doing? Welcome back to the show. Reno, you got the switchboard. We gotta get started. It's quick. How you been?
I'm doing good.
You want this number six?
You know I had to come on this topic.
So you enjoying your summer?
Yeah, having fun.
Oh, that's right. I'm having fun too. Like, you gotta have fun. I'm on Tiny Chat too.
Reno, you gotta show me how to do it through BuckBanditTVMagazine.YolaSite.com. /Philly-Shine-Radio.phc. I know that's
just go to PS Radio.
I'm affiliate. I'm affiliated, man. I like saying the whole thing, because then when you put that in, you actually get to go to the lovely pictures that are up on my status. Oh, yeah, shout out to Shara. Oh, I like your new picture, girl. You look so cute. I'm like a dyslexic puppy. Like, I would change my mind in a minute. Like, oh, look at that pretty dollar bill. Like, hold up, wait a minute, let me see that. Oh, that is so cute. Okay. So, girl, we're playing some new music tonight. Like, actually, I'm going to play one song, like, a couple times because some of my favorite people have been making some new music, you know what I mean? So, I got to show some love to them. So my homie Tommy Stars gave me the song FOH, and who don't want to say FOH? FOH got to do with my topic for the night. Tommy Stars always got something for the topic, but we're talking about how would you dump a person? That's tonight's topic, and feel free to warm it up. I want the good ones. I want the, like, my one homie comment on my status saying he gave a girl a quarter and told her to get him the paper and pulled off. So I love that, like, and then he just pulled off on her. So Please tickle us. Like, I've been laughing all night. Shout out to Project Runway. That joint was hilarious. Like, I don't know what they were doing on that show, but they made me laugh a bunch of times. Like, I couldn't stop laughing. We're gonna start with that new music. Like I said, then we're gonna get into the topics. I'm gonna talk about multiple dumpings because I dumped a lot of people. I dumped people. People didn't even know they was being dumped. It was just like, okay. But being a tough girl from Philly, like, it is what it is. We going into some real hot music from Philly. Everybody gonna love it. Like, they don't even know I got this joint, but Nina Ross featuring Bucky, you know what I mean? Like, they went in, like, Bucky in the other room. Like, he don't even know I'm about to play his shit, but y'all gonna enjoy this shit. Shout out to everybody, Buck Band TV, Key West, shout out to Vinny Blanco. Shout out to Driz. Shout out to GB. She about to come and do the damn thing for the females, too. We got some technical difficulties with the switchboard, but it's not going to last that long. Like, we got one of them good computers with the clear network and shit. Like, I can still see Facebook, but Blog Talk, come on now. Maybe it's all this other stuff open. Close out some other windows.
I know.
Get it popping. I don't know. How was your day, Reno? We're not going to talk about that enough today. What do you think it was? Oh, gosh. You know what, Reno? Don't you touch the buttons tonight. You know what? I got the buttons. And the buttons is back, fresh, open. And Reno, don't touch nothing, okay? I'm going to come and get Reno. After we listen to this good song, Nina Ross, Bucky, I got that Nina on me. I get the bucking on them. This was crazy. Why is not working for me? You play it for me. It's Nina Ross, Bucky.
I don't want to play that. I'm looking for it. I was just trying to buy some time. I got you. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Thank you. Now we got it popping. Shout out to Buck Bandit Production.
Yeah.
All money counts. Yeah, it. It's Bucky, the 5-foot felon. I got my bitch with me, Nina Ross. That is. Yeah. Walk these niggas through it. I'm 100% gangster, I don't fraud and I don't front. You bitch ass niggas can run up on me if you want. I keep my Nina on me, I got my Nina. I keep my Nina on me, I got my Nina. I
motherfucker have a nice dream. 15-1, 9 by 19, 3 times 36, nice dream.
I've been running around shooting shit since I was 19. Automatic nice aim, 9 millimeter long. Fuck 'em all, fuck 'em all. Waistline, the heater's on. When I see you,
I see you.
Machines you be breathing on. Purple shit, that's what I be steaming on.
All money counts, I'm bristling. I need all the cash, play the kitchen heavy. Whipping, doing arts and crafts. All these jumps is speed bumps.
And I never crash, 5 foot fell on my brother, small, my better hand.
I put your brains all on your man for all that slick talk. All I know is drugs and money, this that brick talk. I ain't trying to cut at your knees, make you trip, walk, women sleeve, and at your feet.
Let your bitch
talk. I'm 100% real, I don't fraud, I don't front. You sweet ass bitches can run up on me if you want. I get the bucket on them, I get the bucket. I get the bucket on them, I get the bucket.
I'm 100% gangster, I don't fraud and I don't front. You bitch ass niggas can run up on me if you want. I keep my Nina on me, I got my Nina. I keep my Nina on me, I got my Nina.
Nina, half money, half coke, big duffel bag. Big torch on the nose with a muffle at. Snitching, I rumble at. My lawyer, shit crumble at. Balls over top of the balls, you bitches thunder at. Louis shirt with thunder at. Flame is after thunder at.
We from the bottom of the gutter where they stand. Sunny packs in the alleyway. Nina Ross with a stomach at. Death to all frauds.
Gorilla's here.
Fuck you, back, back, back. Hands down, fraud and out front. You bitch ass niggas can run up on me if you want. I got my Nina on me, I got my Nina.
I'm 100% real, I don't fart, I don't front. You free ass bitches can run up on me if you want. I get the bucket on them, I get the bucket. I get the bucket on them, I get the bucket.
I really like this song, you know what I mean? It was definitely... You know what I mean? That rural street shit, I loved it. 100% gangster. You know what I mean? How do you like this song, Reno? You're a critical guy. Did you like this song?
I think you should let me record it. Well, I like the song.
That's what's up. Well, all right. That's what's up. Well, definitely, people getting it in all crazy. I like the song. Well, that's what matters. What about you, Sharon? You liked it? Yeah, mm-hmm. I asked everybody. Like, I'm going to play that joint again. All right. I'm glad y'all liked it because I'm playing it again. you know, we in a fun mood. You know what I'm saying? It's the summertime. Who's having fun this summer? I'm having a great time.
You having fun this summer, Reno?
Ocean.
What'd you say?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you having fun? I hope somebody pop up with a bunch of penises on Tiny Chat. That's the one thing I don't like about Tiny Chat. Every time you log on, it'd be a bunch of fags on here.
Bunch of freak ass niggas.
I don't mean gay people. I don't call gay people faggots no more. Unless they dress bad. I saw this one faggot dress bad today and she was horrible. I didn't know what was going on.
What?
I never seen a gay guy dressed bad like in my life till today. But
I thought
you never know
what'll
happen in your life.
I thought that was the first requirement of being gay.
I thought it was too. Like I would have thought the thing would you know, you pay attention to wardrobe. Reno, you gotta show me how to log into Buckbanded TV. I wanna, you know what I mean? I gotta show love to the home.
I know. I gotta send you the code for it. You can hook it up.
What you say?
You got a camera phone, right?
I got to what?
You can hook it up to your phone.
Ooh, I can?
Yeah, stream.
All
right, from
well, that's good. I wanna do that too. Well, we gonna have some fun. We talk, like I said, we talking about dumping people. Sharon, I'm gonna ask you, since you ladies first, you know what I mean? We show the ladies a lot of love on Philly Shine. Like, all I do and show ladies love. Like, whatever ladies need, I'll be like, yo, it's whatever, but.
No,
like,
whatever ladies need
first.
So, whatever ladies need, don't ask you, ask me.
No, I got the ladies back. Like I said, Sharon, the topic for tonight is, how would you dump a person?
Nice and smooth, baby. Nice and smooth.
Nice and smooth, what you mean? What would you do?
It depends on the situation. Okay. For one
I'm
thing,
not a talk on tiny shit. What you say? Go ahead. What you say, honey?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I said
yeah,
it depends
up?
On the situation. It depends on what type of situation is. It depends on, you know, what the reason that I'll be dumping them for.
All right, give me your funniest story. I want to hear your funniest story. Like, because that's what the show is about. I'm trying to laugh.
Well, let me see. I don't know if you'll say it's funny. You may say it's mean.
Wait a minute, no. I want to hear the mean. Like, as a matter of fact, I'm about to mean. We want
I'm
to hear
the mean. Okay, I'm the type of person. I ain't going to let myself get set up in no situation where I'm going to be the one who be in the loss. Okay, I know for a fact that I'm never going to move in with a guy. Okay, I'll let him move in with me, but I won't move in with him. Nobody ain't going to have control over me or anything. When he start acting up, I'll do what Beyonce, to the left, to the left. And one thing that I did.
That's funny as shit. Text me about it. Hit me up.
And I did it before. I did it before. It was my ex-husband. I did it before. All this shit got dumped right on his job in front of everybody.
Boo.
All right, well, yeah, hit me up in a little bit. Ain't no boo. Fuck that. He lucky he ain't get his shit burnt down. Sometimes people burn people things when they dump them. They be like,
oh,
you want to play games?
I
don't dump you. And I'm going to get on fire.
I'd rather you perform on my shit. At least get some money for my shit.
Only he had left was what? What'd you say?
Only thing he had left to wear was the drawers on his ass that he had wore to work that day.
He ain't wear no clothes to work. He just wore underwear.
Oh,
he working a strip club?
I used a cigarette lighter and burnt right in between the pants.
I like fire.
The pants and stuff, even though I dumped it all on the shop, I used a cigarette lighter and burnt the pants right in between the pants and plus cut them. Not going to move
it
with me and disrespect me. Hell no. I don't play that shit.
Wait a minute. Did you pay for the clothes or was it clothes that he bought?
It was mainly stuff he bought.
Okay, that's even better.
Why
I remember
you
I cut
it?
Now, I remember I cut a guy's clothes that I paid for
shit, the school. Yo. I'd be mad as shit if you burned my shit. Won't you at least get some money from it?
At least get some money from it? How do
yeah,
you get money from your
shit. Food? Dump it to your little brother or something, but
well,
don't burn
well,
it, shit.
Look, bro, the fool had a nerve to bring another chick in my house. Hell no, I ain't saying that shit.
Tell it.
Hell no, that was my house. You won't pay the consequences. Forget that mess.
Nah, man, look, you got to sell, you know, the shit. You got to make some money from that. Make some money from your pain, goddammit.
I wasn't worried about that. I just love seeing the expression on his face. His ass got embarrassed in front of everybody.
We got another caller that just joined in, 310-927. Welcome to Philly Sean.
Here we go. All right, I got knocked off. I don't know if y'all missed me a little bit, but
oh yeah.
Y'all missed me.
Yeah, a little bit maybe. Who this?
You missed me a little bit.
Who's this?
Well, I'm back on the show. I'm about to play
Who's
some
this?
More. All right,
this is Honest Fire. What you doing on your show? I was taking over.
What am I doing tonight? No, I wasn't taking off. I didn't want to. I didn't want to
No,
take off.
I said I was taking over your show.
Oh, don't be taking over.
You ain't hear
know.
What I was doing?
What
I was conducting the conversation with a beautiful young lady, and you stepped in and you butt your ass.
She is a very beautiful young lady. But,
we got a play tag, and y'all can't have the whole show.
I'm hosting
tonight, Reno. I'm hosting, okay, sir?
We know hosting this thing, but I'm coming to put my bid in this show here.
What did I tell you about pressing buttons?
Don't press the button on me, baby, because I know who I'm talking to. Honest fire, I have to call to talk to you, baby. Don't press the button on me, because I might get mad and call your grandma. I'm real rep.
310, what's good? How you doing?
let me introduce myself. Give me a drum roll, cousin.
Give me a drum roll. Reno, fuck me in the production.
Live from No Philly is the one, the only next king of comedy, a.k.a. that boy, a.k.a. that boy, a.k.a. your aunt boy and your grandma boy, Chris Truth Kennedy. What it do?
What's good? We chilling, you know? He didn't give you a drum roll, but he gave you the little symbols. You know what I mean? We showed you some love. Definitely got to show some much love to you. I'm chilling tonight. You know what I mean? On Tiny Chat, Twitter, Facebook, Fuck Bandit TV Magazine, YolaSite.com. You know what I mean? Getting it in with Philly Shine. We having fun. We talking about dumping people. What you up to? Because I know you up to a lot.
I'm dumping people.
How would you dump a person?
Tell us a funny.
You being a funny guy, you gotta
really
tell us.
I would dump a chick Dizzy LA style. I would catch a chick out LA, and being as though she pressed to, you know, see me around some people like Cat Williams and all of them, I'd be like, you know what? Let me call Cat, because he needs to holler at you, because you ain't no good. And I'll call a nigga like Cat Williams, and I had a nigga Cat Williams on the phone. Like, well, let me say something to you, bitch. You're not qualified to even be on the phone with such a nigga. Dude, you even know who you talk to. I would bring it in like that. You know what I'm talking about? Have bitch acting all this in town. You know what I mean? Let that bitch know.
Whoa.
You're the weakest link. Goodbye. I'm just saying, sweetheart. You're the weakest link. Goodbye. You know what I'm talking about? That's why I'm dumping bitches. We ain't.
Bro, did you ever see that?
Did
he really do that before?
Huh?
No, I don't think he really did that. He never really did that. He did that for us to make us laugh. That was hilarious.
I definitely did. Got a dump like that.
For real?
I took a chick one time. Look, man, this cat phone. This ain't my phone. She's like, oh, Cat, for real? Cat Williams? And I was like,
hello?
What part do you not understand? What do you not understand? He said this is not his phone. Got the bitch right out of there. Phone. I was about to say,
what's
y'all in? What is it, dark room going on?
Had
everybody left for me?
No, we didn't leave. We right here. That was crazy, though. No. We definitely ain't going nowhere for you, man, because, like, you gotta do something. I tell you, I ain't the one. Like, I keep it 100 with y'all. I don't even dump people right. I'm, like, the worst person. I won't even tell a person shit, like, I'm just going to listen to calls. Like, yeah, I don't even do it. Like, I never really dumped a person. I never broke a heart in my life. Like, I be fooling niggas.
Are you serious? Leave me alone.
I swear.
You never dumped a person in your life. You never broke a heart.
Okay. No, I ain't break a heart.
Innocent chick.
Not even that I'm innocent. I'll make them mad at me. You know what I'm saying? Or put in a situation where I just, like, play them, and I just don't have no rap for them, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't innocent. One time
somebody called me, and I act like an Asian lady.
You know,
who is this Reno? Who is Reno? I don't know, you know. I call a cop out on you. That shit worked.
Listen, I like the impressions.
Great.
I'm going to use that one day. I'm going to pretend.
He's funny. We
you know what?
Here. We
I remember, yeah, you can fucking curse. You can say whatever. Right. I remember one time, this guy or whatever, like I was cheating on. I was messing with two guys at the same time, and it got to be too much. So to let go one of the guys, like, I had drawn, like, a mark on my face, like, to make it look like I had herpes or whatever.
Oh.
And, listen, like, I went over to his house and was, like, just scratching my face and,
oh,
you know what I mean? Like, I pulled up.
You said you had put a mark on your face like you had herpes?
Yeah, like, I put, like, a sore, like, beside my cheek or whatever, like,
you
like a real
beat.
Big nasty. Listen, it was so funny because, like, then I come to the house and I'm scratching it and shit. Because he got so obsessive. Just close the door. Oh.
Reno, you hear this shit, man? You with me, homie?
Listen, he got so obsessive. I was just ready to be done with him. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? He was just looking at me all funny. He was looking at me all funny and kind of let me. And kind of just like let me alone. You know what I'm saying? Start of the day on the line, he was like, I ain't know what the hell to think with you.
Nigga, you know what's up? Niggas don't dump people. We get them out of here. There's a difference. Damn, shit just got quiet.
I'm going to tell you he was a bitch-ass nigga because then, further down the line, he come up and talk about some, do I have another girl that I know that will piss on him and shit. I'm like, what? Like, he wanted to pay his money. His money wasn't right. We ain't pissed on him. We talked about that in the other show.
He said, come on, girl, give me $20. Just pee on me.
I'm not going to pee on nobody for no chump change. Like,
we got Honest Souls from live, and we got my man Reno, funny-ass nigga. And I just keep hearing another voice back there. Who is that?
Yeah. Oh, it's Sharon. Sharon's also on the line, too.
Hey, Sharon. Oh, well.
So fine,
Sharon. Sharon, tell us how you not dumped them last two niggas she was with.
What? Because we know you know the business. Like, we get all of your business on the show. Like, for some real, like, I like to stay in the business. Like, we y'all don't even know what I did earlier today. I'm going to put it on YouTube. No.
I'm loving the sound effects, gang. Who got that? Bring another one back.
Reno, stop it. Don't do that. Reno trying to be fresh with me.
Reno, you on Facebook, Ray?
Yeah.
That nigga's funny as shit. Put the wah. You can't be putting no fake herpes shit on your face, okay? And now that's the point of the game. The shit just went for a long
time.
Eight. You know what? If he was smart, he should have took a punch and called the police. 18?
I was 18 at the time. You know what I mean? Like,
I was a young herpes. That's a young, strong herpes. Dang, that motherfucker was newly developed. That motherfucker herpes where you're reproducing.
I know what I did one time. One time, like, I was talking to this girl, and I guess she thought I was her boyfriend. You know what I'm saying? But I always went to go see her, and she ain't never come see me. Right. So I just stopped going to see her.
I really think
motherfuckers dump people for real. I don't think motherfuckers dump people in the actual way that we thinking, like, yo, this.
I'm pretty sure there's still some girls walking around thinking we still together since we were like 14.
I really can believe that, man. I can really believe that.
Now I'm gonna tell you, I've been dumped before. You know what I'm saying? I've been dumped.
Oh, you
before.
Honest?
Yes, I've been dumped before.
You must ain't had that ass on you at the time that he dumped you. He ought to be ashamed.
No,
it was a misunderstanding. We got back together, but you know, like sometimes I would tell you like
this. When he dumped you, he had ass when he dumped you.
No, yeah, I've always had my ass. No, I'm just saying like it was a misunderstanding. I've always had my ass. It was a misunderstanding when he dumped me. Like, we got back together. Like, I was still say it counts as I was dumped before. Shut up, Reno. It was still count. I was dumped, you know what I'm saying? But then he came back to me like, yeah, those bitches was trying
you,
to fuck me. You know
nobody,
what I mean?
Yeah, nobody else was as good as you. I needed you, bro.
Exactly, yeah, my boo, yes. That's how it was, yes.
You know what, Simon, I'm quite sure Rain, he agreed with this. Sometimes niggas don't want you back until the next nigga got you and he done brung a whole different side as well. You know what I mean? Done showed you how to done pull a certain level of motherfucking qualities out of you that the next nigga couldn't pull out of you. You know what I mean? It gets like that sometimes. Nigga don't know how to pull certain qualities out of you, so he don't know what he got in you. When the next nigga pull them out of you, then he want to come back home.
Yeah, that's the number one mistake that guys.
But you know what?
The number one mistake that guys make is like if they talk to a chick and she don't give head or she never gave head before, he don't talk to her.
Listen,
he's stupid because eventually she's going to do it. So you gotta be spicy.
I remember the last time I wore shorts out in public, like, that's when I got taken back, like, that time, like, I had on a pair of shorts out on South Street.
He came back with a pair of shorts.
He was like, why are you
wearing more?
He was like, you got all them damn shorts? I'm like, yeah, motherfucking old Play-Doh games. Like, this is not a little ass. So, you know what I mean? Is it going to be no ass, or what is it going to be? Like, that's all it is. And that's how you just take it or leave it.
Yo,
I'm cocky.
Yo,
I need one of them. Yo, I seen a guy with a shirt that said, I got a big ego, and it was pointing, like, to his crotch. I need the big ego sign with the arrow pointing, like, to my back and shit. Like, I got a big ego.
And you know what? That's cool that you can have a big ego and point to your ass. There's a lot of chicks with fat asses, and they pussies is real small. Pardon my French. I know we want to keep
it. Oh, my God.
We can talk about pussy.
You had the arrow point to your ass. That's all good. The ass got an ego. It's a whole different entity. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is, that ass can be fat, and that pussy can be small, and that can fuck up the whole situation. Because nigga like that, I want to dick that down. And he kind of in that pussy small, and then the ass is fat, then, you know.
I can't relate. But I know I definitely can't get a, I got a big ego and point down to my coochie, because, like, that does look real bad.
Yeah.
So I think that would look real strange.
Pussy,
like,
if your pussy got a big ego, we don't want none of that. That pussy got something wrong with it. It got a big ego pointing pussy.
Yeah,
I think
it's
not low. I think it's a big ignorant pussy. Hold up.
Pussy, you can't even pull your dick out on that pussy. You know what I mean? Dick get shot. That pussy got a big ego. You want none of that pussy, nigga. Big ego pussy, you know what I mean?
No, y'all definitely don't want none of that. But we talk. I would dump a person if they had fucked up pussy. Like, I couldn't stay with a girl. Like, I don't care how much money she got.
That was honest.
That was me. I said that. I'm just saying, if I was a guy or whatever, if I was a guy, I don't like pussy. Like, I'm not into coochie.
Lord knows you turned down some good stuff.
I respect that. There's a lot of dry, natural pussy out here. And you know what? I'm pro, bro. Don't laugh, y'all. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying, you could meet a, I don't know if you had a ring, but there's a lot of nice chicks out here, thorough, you know what I'm saying, this and that. But that pussy be dry as a desert, like, you know what I mean? I mean, throwing spring water on the pussy, Kool-Aid, licking it, biting it, spitting on it. I mean, that pussy just, you know what I mean? It's just what it is, man. Like, that pussy, that God ain't making that.
See, my brother, that's where you go wrong right there. See, you got to have tricks of the trade. That's when you get the ice cream, you know what I'm saying? And you put that on your tongue, on the tip of your tongue, and then you go to work. Know what I mean? That thing will get wet.
I can respect that. Now, Ray, I can respect where you're coming from.
Oh,
but I'm the type of nigga.
God.
I'm the type of nigga, Ray, like, if I
fully in on the show tonight. I love it. Go ahead. You're the type of nigga that what?
I'm the type of nigga, right? I understand what you're saying. I'm at the point where, though, I know where I'm going in life. So I fuck you. I'm going to see. The chicks I fuck with, my intention is to keep her forever. If she got to be wife material for me, fuck, I ain't even running around with these chicks right now. If I see that you wife material and your pussy just dry and I got to think about eating your pussy with ice cream up to you, 45 and 50 and all that, no, bitch, you can go find Breyers in one of them motherfuckers. Ben and Jerry's. I'm not sucking your pussy like that.
I mean, you a young man. He said that type of pussy is for young men. You know what I'm saying?
No, see,
we'll talk about that later.
This is what you don't understand. I do it for me. I don't do it for her. So I know it's going to be the bomb. Because I do it to, look, what you know about eating the pussy to you nut? What you know about that?
Ooh, damn.
You know what I'm saying? What you know about eating the pussy to kill
you
nut?
We got to black our ears out. This is called X-Men.
Yeah,
like,
Let me hear what he said. Bring that back.
I said, what you know about eating the pussy until you nut?
into
the
unit.
Not the unit. That's
what
I mean.
Said.
Hey.
I heard what you said, nigga. You excellent, nigga. Go ahead and eat the pussy till you nut. You do that.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm
gonna say, I'm
gonna
say,
man,
I put the whipped cream, the ice cream, the Hershey syrup, the honey, the sugar, whatever. I just sauce if
it
I got that in my
good,
week.
Though.
You know what I'm saying?
Reno is lying.
Put the sound effect on you, Ray. I'm not hating.
I don't believe
the sound effect on you for you eating pussy, ice cream, and you nuts. Man, put the sound effect on you, Ray. I'm going on your Facebook. Thank you, brother. Thank you. I had a dream that one day a nigga was Facebook.
Yo, I can't even tell you how funny that is.
I
cannot believe that
nigga
will
talk about. I had a dream a nigga was saying some crazy shit about eating pussy till he nuts.
That nigga ain't eating no pussy till he already pre-came before he came in the house.
I believe in eating a pussy and have a patient game to you, but every man got a clock in his head, nigga, when he got to put that dick up in her, you know what I mean? Because once she eat that pussy to a certain point, you know what I mean, you might eat it too much. She wants that dick up on her. Come on, baby boy, give me some of that dick.
You don't get both of those. That's just a given. But see, the thing is, man, when you're a freak like me, dog, eating a pussy is an art. You know what I mean?
Nigga, I
thing.
Love eating pussy, but guess what, nigga?
So,
well,
you're not talking like you love it, my brother. You're not talking like you love it.
All right, bring me in. Give me the sound effect. I take the sound effect. Give me one.
All I'm saying,
I'm a freak boy. I hate what you're saying, Nathan.
Hey,
I love this show.
I'm not eating no pussy
just for and busting all on myself. No, this dick either got to be in her mouth or up in her. I understand your freakism. The fuck you think that this is an equal opportunity? I don't love how that
exactly.
Motherfucker. I'm going to just be busting all over my motherfucking self.
No.
You must, your dick don't get back up,
you,
nigga.
You mixing it up now, my brother. You mixing up the words of a boss. Player, listen
to
what I'm saying.
No, man, Hold on. Let him know. You gotta get it off your chest. You know what I'm saying? Let everybody know on Philly Town, we talking shit tonight. I'm playing DJ. We talking. This is what we talking about.
Right now, we had 100,000 views just as they heard this fucking conversation. She ain't gonna tell us. Somebody else online that we don't know about just playing with her pussy smoking a Newport right now. I don't believe these niggas are illegal. These motherfuckers are deep. You hear me talk about eating that pussy like that?
I want a cigarette.
I'm going to look you in the air. And wrap your legs around my neck while you're in the air on the wall. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that.
I respect that's been done. You can't do that to Iris unless, nigga, you got a hell of a, bench press to show the game.
Trust me. It's, you got to lift with your legs, brother. Lift with your legs. You won't know what
you're
saying.
Let me tell you something. Honest, you gonna hold the fuck? Give me 1 second, babe. I need to ask this nigga.
Hold up, wait a minute. We got our boy Ace Fit. Brother, go ahead. What you gonna say, Chris?
Ring, you gonna tell me, brother, that you can lift Honest up on the wall and eat her pussy? That's what you telling me.
I can't comment on that because behind the scenes, but a woman of her size and shape, yes, I can.
How much do you weigh, brother? This is radio, Reno. This is radio. We need visual. How much do you weigh, Reno?
I got the wall for support. You know what I'm saying?
Reno, that's not
you
answering
the
question.
How much you weigh, nigga?
225.
Huh? How much?
225.
225, you know what? I'm riding with Reno right now. But guess what? He ain't going to eat that pussy for long holding you up on the wall because that ass is sick. For real.
All right, Chris.
Let me say one more thing. One more thing. You're going to stutter with my brother. One more thing. We're going to settle this. So fair and square. Your brother to brother, black man to black man. We're going to do this. You know what I'm saying? We're going to line up three females and have a pussy eating contest and see who wins, dog. That's all I can say.
No, Reno, that's enough today.
Can I get my last one after he gives himself a boing, 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 boing.
Yeah. You give him a ching-ching boy oil ring because he doesn't have money. I feel you, Ring. I let you talk. Let me get the mic. Let me split my 16 down in the hook. All I'm saying is I heard you, brother. I like the sound of lining up three girls and all that, but guess what? I'm too thorough of a nigga to be running around eating some pussy randomly. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Ring.
You got me, my nigga. You need to go.
I got you open.
No, I'm playing, man. I'm playing, brother. I'm locked down right now.
We having a good.
You locked up, brother.
Definitely. Yeah, we all locked down. Yeah, we all talking shit. We all got balls and chains and shit and houses and homes.
He's locked down, though. Are you ready? Yeah. He's being modest.
No comment. I plead the fifth.
He's in a picket fence.
I did 7 years, brother, for mistaking I did. I've been home 7 years, man. I ain't want to see no nigga locked up.
Oh, no. I ain't talking about locked up. Hell no. I'm a boss. I know how to get out of trouble. You know what I mean?
Okay. That's all good.
I never been one to get caught. You know what I mean? High and seek. I used to fall asleep on my high spot. You know what I mean?
There's a lot of niggas that ain't want to go to jail for. A lot of things they ain't want to do, brother. And it can happen to anybody. Trust me when I tell you.
Yo, I know that's right. Yeah, definitely. Definitely a lot of people do
that. But we ain't going to get to that. That's a whole other conversation.
Yeah, we going to talk about that. But shout out to Ace Fitz calling in, joining the show. You know what I mean? Everybody had fun. Shout out to Tiny Tent working again.
Shout out to Honest Fire for all the shout outs.
Yeah, Roger there earlier.
Definitely shout out to Honest Fire. Hopefully nobody comes on a Tiny Tent with the penises.
You know, Tiny Chant. They always got somebody on here with somebody come on here with the they want to show me they boy yoing. Like, no.
I'm glad I'm on my phone. I ain't on the chat.
That was Reno.
I listen to the motherfucking crickets and all that cool shit and watch them swim. I mean, a raccoon.
Okay. Raccoon. Yeah, I ain't with the raccoon.
Yo, I'm going to hear some music, yo.
Oh, we going to get into some music, but I got to ask Ace topic question, you know what I mean? I want to get into the, you know what I mean? We done went all over the board with the
Chris Kennedy and Reno minutes.
Like, it was Chris Kennedy and Reno minutes up to the 8 minutes. You know what I mean?
I heard Missy Pooh over there moaning.
Oh, moaning. Nobody was moaning.
No moaning was going on,
so shut your face. But, Reno, we don't ask Ace Fitz the topic question. Ace, did you have a chance to check out what the topic question was for tonight?
I did. I forgot, though.
No problem. Yeah, I know. We were sitting here listening to the minutes. You know what I mean? It was the minute segment.
Hey, it's roll that shit up, man. That nigga don't know what the topic is. Roll that shit up.
No, it was the minute segment on the show with you guys. You know what I mean? But now we back to the show. Tonight's topic is, how would you dump a person? That's what we talk about.
Make sure you stay on the topic.
Yeah. Sharon, referee in tonight. I'm gonna pay you the ref, dude, Sharon. Yeah, that's a no older girl. Older girl. She's gonna get the ref dude for tonight. Go ahead.
That was doing the most talking. I believe it sounded like you went to college to eat.
Yes. Yes. College eater. You know what I mean?
Hey, let me ask you a question.
But you was talking like you had a college degree in it.
Mm-hmm. Like, I
can
I
give you one or two or three or four.
He was, hey man, that's why I let him talk. Like, I like
that's his hobby, man. Yeah, I mean, the brother, that's his hobby, and that's what he loves, man. He might inspire somebody else to step their pussy-eating game up. So, for that, do your thing, Reno, and give me the point.
Yeah, that's what I'm all about. That's what I'm all about helping young black brothers who don't know what the women want. About, I'm trying to help them know what the women want. They don't want
to. Yeah, he does. He'll be the first. He'll be the first nigga getting the pussy hit the.
See, the thing is, if you don't realize when you know you can tear that shit down, the mouth is just the extra icing on the cake, you know what I mean?
That is.
You already know you gonna tear that down. But now I'm gonna tear it down, then I'm gonna eat it till you sleep on it, you know what I mean?
In the words of Cat Williams,
when you
like
done, she
said,
look, you gonna beat it up. You gonna beat it up, but when you done, she not gonna be done. She gonna act like she tired, but she still wants some more. You know what I mean? She might sit there, oh, you and Boo, I'm too tired. As soon as you go to sleep, go right in the bathroom. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
That is not even fair. Okay.
2002 women, they want it all.
This is Cat Williams. I'm just saying, he wakes up in the morning and brushes his teeth with the pussy. Applaud him. Play the noise.
Hell yeah.
I like that. Brush his teeth with pussy.
Look at my toothpaste title. My toothpaste.
We're going to talk about that Saturday night. Would you brush your teeth with coochie? Would you brush your teeth with coochie?
I already do it.
Oh, my God.
Brush your teeth with a healthy serving of coochie. Wash, rinse, and repeat.
I mean,
gargle. My thing is, most likely when you eat a deep dose of pussy, you got to eat the side or the ass. So I know he definitely eats.
Whoa, brother.
Oh, come on,
Reno.
Give him the noise.
Let's listen to him. Hold up, brother. Reno's off the subject and get the ass off the topic. We ain't talking about that. You went all in the pussy. That's what it's about. It's all about pleasing the pussy.
So y'all gonna just sit there honest Sharon and not say that. Okay.
I mean, I don't care. For me, I don't really care because I don't care about assholes. Like, I mean, like, you can be an asshole to yourself. Like, I'll touch my asshole. I'll hit you. Mm-hmm. Like, if you talk about a big ass and a tiny asshole, yeah, that's what I have. Like, you touch my asshole, we got a big problem. I'm like one of them big dudes that will never be gay. Like, I will fuck you up. Like, no. I'd be like, a wrong hole, motherfucker. Yeah, exactly.
Well,
just like that. I don't say wrong hole, I'm like wrong hole, motherfucker.
Bitch. I can respect that. In this game, I don't expect you not to have no callers eating something like they eat ass and all that, because something that could just slip on you any second. Real, right. Yeah, exactly, right. I'm keeping it real with you. I did an interview with a golden girl a year and a half ago. Shit turned into poetry. Eating ass and all that. So get turned.
Yeah, she go everywhere with it. You want to talk about going everywhere? She everywhere with that. Golden Girl,
wow.
Go everywhere with that freak shit.
Him and Liz, you look way better than her by nine.
Yeah.
I didn't know Golden Girl like a strong ass uncle until I went up there and did that interview.
Oh shit.
Like a big uncle. Bitch, if you get you a 100-watt light bulb and turn the light on, you're not gonna have to start motherfucking drinking and burning in one candle.
That's I'm on Tiny Chat right now. You want to see my face? Everybody listening, what is it? Like, no. Go ahead, finish, Chris.
This is a hot show. Anyway, listen, y'all. I got to go because I got somewhere to go in the morning. I'll be down in D.C. with them bitches down there with big butts. I'm fucking with y'all. But yeah, I gotta be down there tomorrow. But look.
Tell us about the party. Hold up. Wait. Yeah, you got to show off
The party is going on, man. If y'all know how I do it, the way I do it, man, I make it look like Hollywood. You know what I'm talking about? This time we're doing an all-white everything party. You know what I mean? All-white everything. You already know. Painted models, the red carpets, the lights, the cameras, the interviews, the VIP bikini room. There's two bikini rooms. There's two VIP rooms. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have a good time. Come up to Adams and Tabor Road. September
Sky.
Yeah, Club Sky. Y'all had it on Y'all hear it on 99. And if y'all know like me, man, like, I just have a good time. I live my life. You know what I'm saying? So, come fuck with me. Let all the ladies know they got to be there before 11:30. You know what I mean? I got roses for them at the red car. I'm a gentleman. You know what I'm saying? So, I like the ladies have a nice time. And I like niggas to stop being all extra aggressive and calm the fuck down and grab them something for the future or something. Or for the night. You know what I'm saying? Got to make it do what it
is.
He
is a gentleman.
So, September 3rd, come on out, man. Take some pics with me. Have a good time, man. Let your life feel good. Honest, I love you. Reno, you's a funny motherfucker. Rhonda, I hear you back there, baby. You know what I'm talking about? Now, if you're going to go and smoke your Newport, baby, it's a good time to do it now. You know what I'm talking about?
Yo,
good,
I love
man.
Him.
Are you a comedian? Are you
yes.
Oh,
we got to Google. I'm going to tell her to Google her.
Let me say this.
Go ahead.
I got four DVDs coming out, you know what I'm saying? Well, honest, you on my American Dream at 2.0 Reloaded, you know what I'm saying? My first DVD coming out is called No Philly to Hollywood. It's basically giving you a deep, in-depth look of, like, a lot of times y'all see these comedians, they put these DVDs out and shit like that, but they never give y'all a chance to look behind the grind. So y'all get to see, you know what I mean, me hosting the Jeezy's, y'all get to see me and Master P over L.A., you know, the California Hills, you know what I'm saying? I go in-depth with y'all. I don't try to floss it out and say, you know what I mean, your chain and all that, that's nut shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to inspire y'all through my grind. So it's called No Philly to Hollywood. It's the trailer. You get to see me, what I do for us, the standards of comedy, far as the new movies I got coming out, y'all get to see. You know what I mean? My relationship with these other guys, the Jeezy's, the Jim Joneses, and the rest of these guys. I don't want to brag about too much, you know what I mean? Because I love the grind. So, no Philly or Hollywood, one and two, man. And I love y'all. Y'all be good. Reno, you're a funny motherfucker, boy. And I'll be on here probably, when the next time? Tonight? Tomorrow night?
Saturday night.
I stopped by one of these nights. The only reason why I stopped by because I wanted to let you know that no matter how a nigga grinding or what he doing in the world, now ain't nobody too small, ain't nobody too big. You know what I'm talking about, honest? Keep doing your thing, bro. All right.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris. Peace.
Right.
Well, definitely much love to Chris Kennedy. He is funny as shit. I did not know he did impressions, though. Like,
he sound like a comedian.
Funny. He is a comedian. He is funny as shit. You got to Google him. You got to check out his movies. He was in a couple movies. Paper Soldiers, another movie with Master P, like, he be getting it in. I love it. Like,
you know what, the way
going.
He talk, he remind me of A.J. Johnson.
Yes. Yeah, I remember A.J. Johnson. Wasn't he the guy that was in Poetic Justice?
He played in Friday, what? The little crackhead.
Oh, the him.
The guy that was standing in the alley on Friday.
He like, Smokey big hair taking a shit guy.
Yeah.
You
know you're
taking the shit.
I don't kill. I
kill nobody. What?
He said, I don't kill. I steal. I just don't know because she never seen the movie.
Who what
again,
movie?
Bro, no disrespect. I wasn't disrespecting you. But you,
who?
You talking like you had power on this phone tonight.
Who, me?
No, the guy that's talking right now.
I'm talking
about Reno
has
the power. Reno has the power. He's like, He-Man. I have the power. Is that him?
What that mean? I talk like I got the power. What that mean?
No, I'm just saying. It's like your conversation, okay? You just took
over.
I'll put it that way. You took over.
Oh, I did? I just do it all the time.
No. We gotta show Reno a lot of love, though.
You got to show love. You know what I mean? You got to. Every now and then, I like to run off sometimes.
Well, you know, you funny. But we're going to get into some music. Like I said, we got a lot of music. The topic always takes us off. Ace ain't even get a chance to answer the topic question. Like, and we just went way back over there and around the corner. But like I said, I show a lot of love to a lot of people tonight because I'm in a great mood and my DJ bag, like, all of the music I got from people definitely put me in a great mood to just show it off, and that's what I do. Ace, like, whenever you ready, like, let me know. Like, I'm going to show your ass off, too. But my girl knows from TMO, the Mighty Ones. Oh, you said you always ready?
I'm always ready.
Boy, shout out to Twitter, your Facebook, so how people can check up on you, Ace. But why is nobody on my tiny chat with me? I feel like alone. Like, what does that mean?
You definitely got to holler at me on Facebook. Facebook / Ace Spitz.
With a Z, not with a S, man. Somebody, I ain't even gonna name my name, but it's with a Z. Everything's A to Z.
That's not the real A Spitz now, motherfucker.
And then you got Twitter, same thing, Twitter.com/A Spitz. Like anything, A Spitz with a Z. Definitely you're bound to find me.
It says what?
A Spitz with a Z.
S-P-I-T-Z.
But speaking of Z, it's nose. Which one is this? I'm playing one of these songs. I don't know. It didn't work right.
Nose.
Oh. We're going to let that play next.
Uh-huh.
I like this.
Yeah. It's nose.
No. I'm not going to play that. I'm going to play this joint because nose killed this. She went in on this joint. And she, of course, shouted out your girl, Honest Fire, on the track. Shout out to Nose killing this beat, like, go in, boo. And we're going to check out some more music on Philly Shine.
Tell me what's really going on. Nose back up in this thing, I'm ready for patting it. Got jerked up in Georgia, but we back again. I'm about my bread like a motherfucking scratching when I'm struggling, surviving just to get back again. I'll be out late night with the hack man in them. All your little balls, mama knows I damage them. The flows outlandish them. So cut me a check in my right hand, yes. Well, it's sort of ambidextrous. Nose be the sexiest. Chick on the lineup. Shit, she I'm fine with. Lightweight, but I'm sharper than your stick. Nice weight. No participate if ain't no compensate. Even when I'm in the Corvette Stingray, they wanna follow me. Get you from Miami to Hawaii, I ain't gotta pay. Man, I'm off for profit. Y'all just need to stop it. Yeah, you got buzz, but how much bread did you make off your fucking project? Don't you ask me if we did a mill yet. I just laugh cause the sound scan said about that. Now haters, what you say about that? You ain't got to like me, certified diva. Being myself, I play my part, I don't need no feature. No stand for, not on your everyday level of zone. So when I come, I get it on.
Yeah. I love
news. They sending bitches home, overprotective of my throne. Got cruise boots up in my dome, and I love coming back home. I don't doubt that I am known, they always doubt that I am grown. You wanna see ID homes? Yeah, I'm from the city where the log is nice. Someone please her honest, I'm on fire, it's her show tonight. Nose ain't gonna chill, you chill too long, you're gonna be frozen ice. I want the big bucks, no way I'm going for the bogus price. Can't panic, get my nod. But fuck it, I'll admit it. I hope one day I blow like her just to say I fucking did it. Nose real serious, can't say you don't get it. When they see me in these streets, you know they respect how I rip it. Damn, I think it caught me in the moment. Like I catch these bitches trolling, but not me, I'm never phony. Real chick talking, shut the fuck up, ho. It's Nose, got them going wild, faux loco.
Nobody in here with me.
Stick with it, you can call me Pogo. And I ride these beats like the logo for Polo. I ain't got to say no more. Signing off with my own promo. It's Nose.
It's Nose. Shout out to Nose, you know what I mean? Definitely love that track. I shouldn't put it up so high. It sounds a little messed up, the mix or whatever. But I also got some other music from my homeboy LP. Shout out to him on the Silverback Season 2 DVD. You know what I mean? Doing his motherfucking thing. Shout out to all the Flyboys. You know what I mean? Everybody, I'm going to some of that Flyboy music too.
That's why these lames can't stand it like they Van Gundy. Years back, I was a charger like Stan Humphrey. All up in that crocodile like my man Dundee. See, I'd rather have the wisdom instead of money. And my credit on the streets is a 720. I be on some fly shit, so I ain't never bummy. Far as bras, I won't touch them if they smell as funny. next around, I'm a thorough young bro. Young legend in the city like I'm Earl Monroe. See these wings on my hat, got your girl gung-ho. So when I leave, then your girl gon' go. Cause I'm a fly boy, grind cause I let it grind. Wanna see my brother shine, and they come to Sizzy, cause Sizzy got that other kind. All your flow is stepped on, Sizzy got that butter kind. Middle of December, got him thinking that it's summertime. Oh yeah. Yup. You know we doing that. We on Venango. Crazy. I grind all the time and keep my eyes open. You on the internet looking for a job opening. We pop champagne and back to back lime rolling. You gon' need a locksmith to get my eyes open. Soon as I hit the club, it be going down. I got 1,000 ones we could throw around. I got 10 bottles of rose just to go around. He threw money in the air. It's snowing now. You could build a snowman on the dance floor. Go in, pick it up, that's what it's there for. No questions asked if you want that fast paper. Quick paper, slow paper is better than no paper. Rapping it fast and I'm acting, I'm stacking. You've been going for a while, they was asking what happened. I was deep in the books, defining the word trapping. In the cosmos, wings fly in the dragon.
Sucker Free Super Fly Boys doing that shit. That's my shit. Grind crazy. Yeah. And my grind crazy. You know what I mean? Playing that music on Blog Talk. Shout out to Raw and the only person in the tiny chat room. He don't ever call Blog Talk, but he on tiny chat. I don't know what that means. But shout out to everybody tuning in on the show tonight.
Oh, yo, yo. Oh. Let me say, yo, Silverback season dropped today. So y'all
that's
need to
today, like out. Right now.
Yeah, yeah, it's like it's out right now.
12th or the 13th.
It's out now.
Oh no, that shit is out now. All right, well then y'all definitely check out Buckman at tvmagazine.yolasite.com. Y'all know what that means. Get in on that.
It is about to be on fire.
Oh well.
I said that joint dropped today.
Yeah, it dropped.
Yep.
It dropped today. Go down to Germantown of Venango, across from Rainbow to get it. Or, you know what I'm saying, hit Show Tizzy from the Fly Boys up on Facebook. Or hit me up, and I'll see if I can hold the copy for your ass.
Hey, matter of fact, they know me, man. Tell them to come. They need to come down West Philly. I don't know why.
I don't know what happened to Ace
Fitz.
We'll get them back on the line. Yeah, everybody back on the line. Till we get into some music. Like, we definitely got a lot of new music that we want to show off, along with Silverback Season 2.
You know what I mean? Silverback season is a movement. Get up on that news. You know what I mean? We had definitely had Show TV on the show, and he broke it down for us all crazy. We're going to get in on that, and we're going to talk about this music right here. Check it out. It's my boy D-Stax. It's called Know You. Wait, Marino, can you play it for me? I don't know why it's not working for me.
I don't want to play that second off. Yeah, I got
Marino, I'm here. Know You. D-Stax, singing boy on the hook, going in. You know what I'm talking about, like Philly style. We play music. We show love. Show all.
Wanna get to know ya. Wanna get to know ya. Wanna get to know ya.
Just walked in the club like this. DJ in my mind, but the lights was dim. Look to the left, I'm feeling my friends. And it's pretty young thing, big butt, nice skin. What's the chance of that? Should I buy her a drink, but I got no answer back. Then she turned around before she sat on my lap. But should I already ordered a two shots of gas? Feels like I already know this girl. Oh, this girl, I'm looking at her like, oh, she's feral. All you gotta do is give me a chance of romance. You understand the vagina of men. We can walk in the park at night and hold hands. I'm just trying to get to know you, no chance. I'ma say there's more in life than just jams. You can get to know the love of your life with one glance.
I walked up in the club, and what did I see? I seen this cute girl standing next to me. I love the way she dancing. She dancing all alone. You should get with me, cause I'm hoochie.
Hey,
I
wanna get to know ya.
Hey,
I wanna get to know ya.
Hey,
I wanna get to know ya.
Hey,
but I can move my hands, so I'ma go out on the floor and have a blast. What up? She move fast, I move fast. What up? She gotta know that I ain't nothing like a man. What up? That she had on her head for stacks. Baby, how hard can it get? Give me the grits, I give her the grits back. Just filling the gap, and my little fool flat on his back. I'm trying to party, but you wanna come on my hat. That's a no-no. I'm trying to get to know this girl, you being JoJo. Without the KC, you can't base me. It ain't a dude in this world that can replace me. Yeah, now she filling the gap, she plays herself out. This is real as it gets.
I want to be. And what did I see? I seen this cute girl standing next to me. I love the way she dancing. She dancing all alone. You should get with me, cause I'm
a cute girl.
Hey,
I wanna get to know ya.
Hey,
I wanna get to know ya.
Hey,
I wanna get to know ya.
Hey,
get to know you. You know what I mean? We be talking about dubbing people tonight on the show, though. That's what the topic is. Even though Ace Spitz, we lost Ace Spitz. He didn't get a chance to get in on it. But we got a caller from the Delaware area. Want to get to know you. What's good? Welcome to Philly Shine 302-883. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's me, man.
That's Pretty?
Pretty from the city.
You were supposed to call me yesterday, sir.
I be so busy, like, it's crazy. I'm wavy right now, too, so I'm just chilling.
Okay,
shout
out to Pretty.
You got that nice topic, you know what I mean?
Oh, we go in, you know what I'm talking about. We go in on the topic a little bit. What you got to say about the topic? Tonight's topic is, how would you dump a person? How would you do it?
I'm going to treat them fucked up. I ain't going to hold you. Like, you know, you just want to, you're going to see every sign possible that is not popping. Like, you know what I'm saying? So if we're in a relationship, you're going to have, it's going to be like 8,000 chicks calling my phone. I'm be coming home. Like, it's just
ignorant.
There's
going to be a bunch of ignorant ass shit
till you get the picture. I think that's the best way.
So you just go away. Like, I'm done with you. I'm done with you. I don't even want to do none of this no more. Boo. Take care.
You know,
so, bro. I would do something like that.
I mean, yeah, you gonna fuck around, get the crazy person, and maybe still gonna stick around and be crazier than you.
No,
you ain't never gonna leave me, nigga, because I'll kill you.
You're a lie.
You'll get one of them Jones, one at 3 o'clock in the morning, knocking on your bedroom window, Jones. It sounds like I got one of those, and it's because I have.
Yo. On some real shit, I would do some shit like that.
Yeah.
I would go crazy,
fuck feelings.
Yeah, fuck, I would be like, fuck your feelings. I don't give a fuck. I ain't no dentist.
I ain't doing that no more, man.
Eat Florida,
I did that. And I don't mess with Haitian girls like that, because they will come to your house.
Oh, hell no. Man, fuck, I ain't scared of nobody.
They will knock on your window.
I ain't scared nobody named Voodoo. I ain't scared of nobody, no voodoo. Like, don't be trying to scare people. I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about. We talk about the topic tonight. My brother also called in. I'm trying to laugh tonight, guys. Like, I really want to laugh. Like, I picked this topic so people could be ignorant and blunt. Welcome to the show, Nonfiction. How you been?
I'm good. How you, little sis?
Chilling. You know what I mean? Trying to do this tiny chat thing without, you know what I mean?
Yo, we going to set up that Bug Bandit TV channel thing real soon. So real soon, if you look on PS Radio page, you'll see a live channel right there. Soon we about to start streaming Philly Style Live from there. So
yeah, we
going tonight.
Nonfiction. My brother, tonight's topic is, how would you dump a person? How would you dump a person? That's the topic of tonight's show.
Leave shit on the doorstep or something. Like, what would you do?
Reno is such a fraud-ass character. We love him. We need him on the show. He wouldn't do none of this stuff. None of it.
You want to know how I would dump a chick that I was dealing with?
How would you dump a chick that you was dealing with?
I kind of keep it simple. Like, it's getting a little too expensive for me to keep switching up numbers, but I pretty much just stop responding to all calls. Like, I'd just be dead to the world. Or sometimes I do the John. I do the classic sullenly John and shit, where if she called me up, I have somebody answer the phone and be like, man, he locked up.
That is horrible. I know that happened to a girl before back in the day, a long time ago or whatever. That might have been you that did that for her. You fucking dead wrong, brother. Like, she was looking for her boyfriend, and somebody seen her walking down the street.
I was about to say that, yo. She ran into him in the poppy store.
Give me a favor, honest, because I know you got a lot of callers, but I'm out here with L Star, and he want to he want to add on to the topic real quick, because we had 28th Street Lounge 2 hours Thursday, so I want him to add on real quick. All right, hold on.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah. We get $2 Thursday. Sometimes we be having dollar drinks on Thursday. Yo, what's up, Al Star? How you doing?
Hey, there you go. You know, I'm just calling and shouting. You know, I'm down here with my brother, 9-6, at my bar, 28th Street Lounge. It's Thursdays. And, you know, I just came and shot you out. You always doing a positive thing. Going down, shouts out. You know, South Mary Records, my boy, him, you know. That's what we do. Like, what you doing, baby Dow?
We talking about dumping people. Tonight's topic is, how would you dump a person? And we talk about the funniest way ever, like cold, like you got to just rip it off like a band-aid. What, how
I mean,
would you?
How would I dump somebody? How would
call
I
call up
dump?
And tell you got herpes or something?
Yeah, how would you dump somebody?
I ain't gonna lie. I would come a bitch, I got deal with herpes. Excuse my language. I would come a female. I got deal with herpes, and I really get outbreaks or some shit like that. I'm like, look, we can't handle a relationship.
Well, I had one of my, I would do some shit like that. I would do some shit like that. I would just tell you, look, I got an STD and I take it real, that shit, that's all. Yes, right. Yes, I use that joint a couple times. That is a foolproof. I'm gonna, this one guy, yo man, that joint is foolproof. You want to get rid of a person, you gotta be like, listen, remember when I cheated on you, they gave me something, I just, I can't even talk about it, like, oh, you need to get checked out, you need to get checked out too, boo.
Make sure you okay. Make sure you okay. Try, that's crazy. That's a hell of a talent. But I got my man right here. He got nowhere to talk. He got nowhere to talk about. It's my partner. You know, we got the ball right here. He said, oh, we got here. Yo, hold on. Oh, he gotta go in. I love tonight's show. This is funny. Like, three times not just about music. What's going on, lady?
Yo, what's good? What's your name? Yo, you gotta tell us who you
Yo,
are.
Yo, this is boy Aisha. You know what I mean?
Hey, what's up? It's Honest. Like, tonight's topic for the show is, how would you dump a person? Like how would you give a girl to be
a bitch
got
shit on a bitch?
You were what?
I'm asking a bitch got shit on a bitch. I'm asking a bitch to go for that. Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna take it back to my boy B.I.G. Yeah, I mean.
I don't even know what that's called. That is some freaky.
What is she like then?
What if she's into being shitted on?
What
if she's into that? Because people be having all types of fetishes.
She said, no, Critty, I love Critty.
She won't eat it.
She ready to fuck out of here. We supposed to do it. As I showed out, you supposed to hit that? They ain't going to have it no more. Like,
nah, you think I'm supposed to hit that? No, I love it.
Yeah, he said, if I shit on it, you think I'm supposed to hit that? That ain't going to happen.
No. Okay.
Nah.
He said, he is done for.
Yeah. That's fine. Let me just call and show you some love tonight. You know, right here at 28th Street Lounge, Thirsty Thursdays. All drinks, $2, mixed drinks, $5. $2 Tuesdays. This is what we do, like, you know, all you gotta do is get in touch with my brother here, get back with me, and let me know what's going on with it. All right?
Okay, well, that's what's up. Definitely. Peace. Thank you so much for calling in. You know what I mean? They didn't want to show you. You know what I mean? I like what they said. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was definitely fun and real. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you gotta just, you know what I mean? Sometimes you just gotta shit on a bitch.
That's all.
Sometimes you just gotta take a shit on a person. But if the person like it, that's fucked up.
Like I said,
the one guy I dumped this shit or whatever, he came back and wanted me to piss on him. Trying to pay me $1.50 to piss on him. I'm like, that's not enough money.
Hey, honest, how you gonna tell people our business, man?
Oh, you know, Critty, me and you was never together because we would still be together. You was a good dude. Shut up. Stop playing.
Right?
Critty got like 6 kids, picking fences and shit, taking all of them. Ain't no hell
yeah.
Critty is a good man, though. He don't be on the Maury show. Yo, Maury show be funny as fucking hell. I don't even know why I be watching that show, but it's hilarious. But I also got some music for my homeboy Tommy Stars. Critty, I need you. I be telling you. I love showing off nothing but great music. Like, even if we don't like each other, like, I still play that shit. Like, that's, I'm a real bitch. Like, I don't play no games.
I know that's right.
What you was going to say, Critty? You got a whole what?
I'm sending you some records.
All right, that's what's up. Well, I don't know where the song at. I guess I didn't upload. There's one called FOH, and that joint is amazing. I fucks with fucking Tommy Thurs. I like the way he write music. Like, he definitely go in. But since I don't see it and it's not in the fucking Switch score, we're going to go into that Nina Ross featuring Bucky again because I like that song. Maybe it'll sound better if I turn it down. Did you just say no?
Yeah.
Well,
sorry.
You gotta take it anyway. Get the fucking money.
Yeah.
Damn. Country
all
here.
Money counts. Is it? It's Bucky. The 5 foot felon.
Yeah.
I got my bitch with me. Nina Ross, that is.
Yeah.
Walk these niggas through it.
Real niggas do real things.
D-Block. I'm 100% gangster, I don't fraud and I don't front. You bitch ass niggas can run up on me if you want. I keep my Nina on me, I got my Nina. I keep my Nina on me, I got my Nina.
I'm 100% real, I don't fraud, I don't front. You sweet ass bitches can run up on me if you want. I get the bucket on them, I get the bucket. I get the bucket on them, I get the bucket.
Rock a bye, motherfucker, have a nice dream. 15 and 1, 9 by 19. 3 times 36, nice green.
I've been running around shooting shit since I was 19. Automatic nice aim, 9 millimeter long. Fuck them all, fuck them all. Waistline, the heater's on. When I see you,
I see you.
Machines you be breathing on. Purple shit, that's what I be steaming on.
All money counts, I'm bristling. I need all the cash. Play the kitchen heavy, whipping, doing arts and crafts. All these jumps is speed bumps.
And I never crash. 5 foot fella, my brother small, my better hand.
I put your brains all on your man for all that slick talk. All I know is drugs and money. This that brick talk. I ain't trying to cut at your knees. Make you trip, walk, limit sleeve, and at your teeth.
Let your bitch
I'm 100% real. I don't fraud, I don't front. You sweet ass bitches can run up on me if you want. I get the bucket on them. I get the bucket. I get the bucket on them. I get the bucket.
I'm 100% gangster. I don't fraud and I don't front. You bitch ass niggas can run up on me if you want. I keep my Nina on me. I got my Nina. Keep my Nina on me, I got my Nina.
Nina, have money, have coke, big duffel bag. Big torch on the nose with a muffle at. Snitching, I rumble at. My lawyer can't crumble at. Balls over top of a ball, shoot bitches
under
that. Louis shirt is under that. Flame is up is under that.
We from the bottom of the gutter where they stash 100 packs in the alleyway. Nina Ross with stomach at. Death to all frauds.
The real is here.
Fuck you back.
New shit, you know what I mean? Shout out to my boys, you know what I mean? G-Stacks doing this thing. Shout out to Bucky. They over there in the room right now. And some crazy shit. It's all types of smells coming from that room. I'm not talking about freaky smells. Talking about marijuana smells. My goodness gracious. I'm in the other room, though, y'all. Shut up. That's all we're going to say about that. We're going to get into some more music. I don't know why my Tommy Star song didn't come up, but also next week I want to say I am going to welcome my girls to the show, Nose, because like I said, she just was recording some crazy new music, doing a great job, you know what I mean? Whew, I guess I'm tired. I'm like yawning.
hope it don't rub off on people. Don't go to sleep. Don't go to sleep. Go play some music. Wake y'all motherfuckers up. You know what I mean? Like, get up, motherfuckers. I'ma play some music, and actually I'ma stop Barbara Reno, cause Reno's been doing some great things. Like, what's the new update on Buck Bandit TV magazine? Like, what link should we click? Like, you always got a new link to click on.
Yeah, always. Right now, everything is updated. You know what I'm saying? Got some more shows. Got New Hot 16 from SC, from ICH and the Sydney Hustlers, Jimmy the Saint group. You know what I'm saying? New Hot 16 I put up. A lot of my focus is on Silverback. That shit finally dropped today. I'm happy as hell about that. You know what I'm saying? A whole lot of shit. I mean, I just got some posters made earlier today, Buck Bandit TV posters. Anybody want some, you know how to hit me up. Get yourself a Buck Bandit TV poster. It's Fine Barbie, Miss Banks. You already know.
Yeah, definitely shout out to Miss Banks. Shout out to Hannibal, too. He calling in the show. What's good? Welcome back to Philly Sign. How you been?
What up? What's going on, show?
Yo, we chilling, you know. I got Reno with me. You know what I mean? Repping Buck Bandit TV.
Talking ish. You know, call in, check out the show, see what everybody's talking about. You know what it is, man.
Yeah, we talking shit on the show. We talking about tonight's topic. You got to go in before we play this music here. I'm actually going to play some music from you, too. You know, I got to definitely keep you in rotation. But, tonight's topic is, how would you dump a girl? How could you dump her, like, to the left, like, what's good, like? Are you into that? Are you a dump or are you the sweet guy? Because you look like a nice guy, like, you never heard of heart.
I mean, I'm not really a dumper for real, you know what I'm saying? Like, only if it gets to the extreme to where you do something crazy to where I feel like, you know what I'm saying, like, I really can't be with you no more, you know what I'm saying? That's when I dump somebody, but I'm more of a phone dump you, man, because bitches nowadays be tripping, like, you and they face, they fuck around, shoot you, you say it's over, like, we be going down out here in these streets, man. They should be tripping, man, on the real shit. Real life shit, man.
That's why you gotta date women that don't live nowhere near you and they don't drive. You know what I mean? You going in the wrong direction if you got a woman with a license, my man.
y'all funny as hell. What's the world shit though? you gotta do some shit where you don't get no type of harm onto yourself. You know what I mean? Like, that's me. I don't want you mad at me. I don't want you calling me. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? I want it to be a clean break. Huh?
I said, you just not going to answer the phone.
Yeah, I want it to be a clean break. Like, I want it to be, I don't have to worry about nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to worry about you calling me no more. I don't want to worry about nothing. Like,
a lot of people say they break up, but how is there a such thing as a good breakup? Like, I've heard of it, but I've never seen it before.
Yo, a good breakup is when the person does not call you anymore. You can see them later. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, it's all cool. Like, nobody's
calling. I'm talking about, like, when y'all break up, say, you know what? Yeah, maybe we should be apart. Yeah, that's fine. Okay, let's shake hands. You know,
no,
what I'm saying?
Nobody,
like,
does that.
The people make it look like that shit happened like that. Like, no, fuck you, bitch. No, fuck you. You ain't
like,
shit either.
I got dumped before or whatever on some shit like that. Like, well, whatever, you're crazy. I don't want to be with you. Blah, blah, blah. I keep hearing all this, that, and the third. And, like, I knew I was innocent, so I just, like, couldn't really get it through my thick skull until I was just like, you know what? You'd even want to dump me. You were a fucking nut. Like, it took me a while to get that together, like, and that's what eventually ended up happening because I was like, man, bitch, you ain't leaving nothing. Like, you know what I mean?
Roll me out of the night, you know what I'm saying? But eventually, I was just like, hold up. If you want to dump this, you want to let go of all this, you got the problem. It's not me. You got the problem. But that's normally how you get over it. And you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. For me, it's been a crazy world. I've bust out windows. I've done a lot of stuff. I've talked. I pretended like I've done a lot of stuff. I've done my fair share of stuff, you know what I mean? But we still gotta keep it moving. It's all about love, you know what I mean? You dust yourself off and get back up again, you know. And you keep moving. But I definitely wanna show you some love. I love this song that you did, Hannibal, with your people that you're on 1 to 5, like, tell us about this track again before I play it, and then we're going to slow it down before we close out so we shine. Hell, we always calling it the end. Let me find what you
I was just checking my Facebook, and I happened to see you put something up there about the show, so I was like, matter of fact, let me call it right now. I mean, it popped right back in my head and shit. But this track, basically, it's my shout of family, me, my nigga Stax Ruger, shout out to CNL, my nigga Cheek Raw, and my nigga High Speed, man. Shout out, we mobbing this year. We got a performance out of Flower Town on the 29th of this month. Some of y'all might have heard it already. Cheek Raw and Cree was just on UE Radio talking about that shit or whatever. But we working hard, we mobbing. That Put a Muzzle on Me, that's the stories right now, Volume 1. And that Cheek Raw, Rated Raw stories too.
Shout out to Hannibal, y'all. We know what it is. Let
me shine.
I show love. Who did this
beat,
Hannibal?
This not 1 to 5,
Teddy. Oh, this not 1 to 5? Oh, I be playing the wrong song. Hold up. 1 to 5 is, I played the wrong, I always do that shit. That's not the first time I did it. And you know what? Last time I did it, I was listening, I'm like, wait a minute, they never said that on the song. Like, I'm fucking up. Wait a minute. This is it. Yeah, I named it 1, the number 2, and then the 5. This is it.
Oh.
I got issues.
It's an exile detail for everybody. Tell quick. It's named Exile.
His name what?
Exile.
Shout out to producer. Exile. Okay, yeah. We like this shit. So we shine. All right, we got it together. 1 to 5.
Hey yo, Haas, what's the miracle? Ain't none of these underground rappers lyrical. I'm about to go hysterical and show these niggas that the spit game astonishing. I'm about to bring this back. They want my spot like I'm Donovan. If I'm washed up, tell me what's the problem then. I let you niggas breathe, I was oxygen. Now I'm back applying pressure with the shot. Ready for war and I'm coming at the hottest. All these niggas claiming that they riders. Well, I'm shooting head first like I'm diving. I'm a product of puffin' and straight violent. All we know is gonna bust them today solid. Cause every day it's been murder after murder. That's why my niggas cop and burn after the burner. Every day my mama praying I don't turn up. From 10 shots, happen to get earned. 1 is for the project, 2 is for the streets. 3 is for all my niggas that's packing heat. 4 is for the raw that we keep up in the floor. 5 is for the time they might kick open the door. 1 is for the project, 2 is for the street. 3 is for all my niggas is packing heat. 4 is for the raw that we keep up in the floor. 5 is for the time they might kick open the door.
How many times must I tell you? Knife you or shell you? Rest in peace, my nigga Swerve. Two bangs, cows, till terrorists. 40 cows, bad bitches, scales too. Razor blade, glass plate, that blow when I sell you.
I do it.
I get that work and movement. Straight out the pop, that new shit. I'm my own boss, that's rude shit. Same shit, same work, same script. Never will I change that. Same swag, same gag, same. 1 is for the project.
if you not my gang. I'm trying to duck the fast, you on Facebook beefing. Tell your life and your status, niggas Facebook tweaking. And let me at these pussies. Behold this nigga in the air while I clap these pussies. I got two piece, force for that raw. I keep it in the kitchen floor. I know you knew the situation, fuck you fishing for.
One is for the project, two is for the streets. Three is for all my niggas that's packing heat. Four is for the raw that we keep up in the floor. Five is for the time they might kick open the door. One is for the project, two is for the streets. Three is for all my niggas that's packing heat. Four is for the raw that we keep up in the floor. Five is for the time they might kick open the door.
Yo, keep the feelings in your chest, nigga. Come at me, come direct, nigga. Fuck all them threats, nigga. Niggas talk about the hottest out. I get spit by a cotton mouth. Make me bring a shot of doubt. Send my mans to come blam at you. Take the muzzle off hand to come and fucking dismantle you. Wanna bet, put up a body, make it yours. If you really the boss, pay the call. Come on. I'm a corona, a backwoods stoner. And baby, I go hard long as the track give me a boner. Might find me dolo, cause I'm a loner. So don't mix me with these rappers like ammonia. I'm a buck 50 cutthroat, 45 gun smoke. I tie you a slip knot, harder than a drum stroke. Roll. Tell your favorite rapper I get at him. Fuck who he with, I spit at him, shot him.
One is for the project, two is for the streets. Three is for all my niggas that's packing heat. Four is for the raw that we keep up in the floor. Five is for the time they might kick open the door. One's for the project, two's for the street.
Yeah.
Three is for all my niggas that's packing heat.
See,
four's for the raw that we keep up in the floor.
Check them out,
five for the time they might kick open the door.
I give it to them raw. Uncut, I show them what it really is. Mr. CR, they don't know how it really is. Born and raised Philly kid, streets how I came up. Fish scale, baking soda, turn the flames up. Marquees, black rims, screens on the headrest. Sutton said he murdered me, nigga, I ain't dead yet. Toes to my hand fresh, smelling like new bills. Swag make the ladies go crazy, like Drew Hill. Throwing back blue pills, syrup in the soda pop. True religion, jeans on, pockets wide, holding knots. I froze the watch, yeah, sick in the face. Cause I flow so great, like the Michigan lake. Snowflakes through the whole year, 24 whole square. Couldn't see the picture when I started, now it's so clear. Oh yeah, keep the work in the hidden sand. Haze in me, hides in the mileage on the city can.
One is for the project, two is for the streets. Three is for all my niggas that's packing heat. Four is for the raw that we keep up in the floor. Five is for the time they might kick open the door. One's for the project, two's for the streets. Three is for all my niggas that's packing heat. Four's for the raw that we keep up in the floor. Five is for the time they might kick open the door.
I'm sorry, I was on mute. I'm on mute. Like I said, shout out to my homie Hannibal, Stacks Ruger, High Speed on that joint. I missed another person. Definitely showing much love to my homeboy. He said he's doing this thing with Sheik Raw on August 29th. So I'm going to show him some love. Much love to everybody who called in the show. Big ups to Thundercat Studio. You know what I mean? Shout out to Mrs. Thundercat. Shout out to my little Junior Fire. Shout out to all you guys. Like, I just had, like, the craziest, greatest past couple of days. Hope you guys enjoyed yourself. Shout out to Chris Kennedy for calling the show. Shout out to Sharon and Reno and Chris Kennedy for changing the show up, talking about eating pussy awards. We're going to have the award ceremony coming up soon. Do your homework, fellas. It was a good show. But good night to everybody. Peace out.